Story time. On my traditional marriage day, I was gifted a stick of broom and a piece of a broken mirror. After our traditional marriage ceremony, we were tired to the extent we didn't have time for intimacy and all. We just had our bath and slept. We woke up so early around 4 a.m., got intimate, and after that we started gisting about the event and how it went. We were beginning to enjoy our union. After 3 days, we decided to open our gifts. My husband told me to handle all the envelopes while he handles the wrapped gifts. As I was opening the envelopes, I saw both empty ones they gave us just to take gifts. We both make jokes about it, not until I got to the one I opened. And as I saw a stick of broom that was broken into 3 pieces and a piece of broken mirror, immediately I caught my husband's attention. We were both surprised at the length people can go just to receive gifts. Normally, we also made a light joke about it and moved on. After that day, I started having strange dreams where a man is monitoring me. Whenever I see a baby in that dream to carry, the man would break the baby's hand. The dream continued for straight 4 days, both afternoon and night sleep. That became the only dream I must have. I decided to share with my husband. I told my husband about the strange dream. He confirmed that he has been having the same dream as well. We decided to overlook it. My husband called it a mad dream. After some days, the recurring dream stopped. 6 months later, I found out that I was pregnant. My husband was happy. We shared the news to our parents. They were happy. After 3 weeks, I started seeing the man in my dream again, monitoring my private pair with a mirror. When he was done, I told him I want to go and carry my baby. He moved forward to the baby and broke the baby's legs. When I woke up from that dream, I had a miscarriage. This continued again and again for 5 years, and my husband was in trouble, but I was. My husband would always tell me to overlook it. If I decided to go to church, he would tell me never to bring any Nigerian pastor into his marriage. My husband doesn't like anything church. That was why we never did church weddings, so I kept to his rules of not moving from one prayer house to the other. As for me, I don't know how to pray because I never prayed before. After some time, my husband was traveling for business trip. I told him I can't stay alone. I want to bring my sister and my brother to keep me company. He agreed. When he left, my 2 siblings came. That first night, my sister woke up with fear because of the dream she had. According to her, my husband was flogging her and told her to go back to her father's house. As she was telling her dream, we heard my brother screaming and we rushed to his room. He also had the same dream of my husband flogging him to leave his house. We managed to sleep back, but together in my brother's room in the morning, my sister said she saw my husband again in her dream. He was holding an envelope. So in that dream, she told my husband to open the envelope. My husband refused. According to my sister, they started dragging it and everything inside the envelope came out. In that envelope, I saw a stick of broom broken into 3. In a piece of broken mirror, she asked my husband what are they for. My husband told her that she will understand better if she becomes his second wife. Immediately my sister finished, I couldn't understand myself again. Nah, this is the part where I was told everything that happened to me. According to my siblings, they said immediately my sister was done telling me the dream she had about the envelope. My husband, I started acting like a mad woman. She said I was also taken to a psychiatric hospital and I was there for 1 year. My husband came for a hand in marriage, but everyone disagreed with that. My sister said my husband tortured her in her dream for months until she started bleeding every day for 4 months with heavy flu. That was when my parents decided to embrace the wonders of God. My parents don't believe in anything God. I was born in a family where we make jokes of people who go to church. We don't know what it means to pray and all that. My parents decided to honor God, carried my sister to a prayer conference. That was how the prophet told them that they are their son-in-law. He's a bloodsucker who uses mirror to operate. The prophet told them their first daughter received this strange envelope as a marriage gift. The envelope was from her husband. Her current mentor said, "Now, and what is happening to your last daughter is from your in-law." Prayer was made. The prophet told them to bring me to the mountain. That was when we saw God manifesting. I was restored. After 2 months, my junior sister died, all because of my marriage. That was how I ended the marriage, but no one knew what my family and I went through. Even though for God's mercy, marriage would have taken my life. It ain't life without God is nothing. Wow. It's not my story though, but thank you for listening.